Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the similitude of the believers in their love, mercy and affection for each other is like that of the human body. مثل الجسد إذ اشتكى منه عضو, when one part of it experiences pain, then تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. Then the entire body responds with restlessness and fever. This is the narration of Bukhari and Muslim. And here, if you recall, we spoke about the fact that when you speak of compassion, tarahumihim, this refers to the mutual compassion of believers for each other and extending a helping hand at times of difficulty. When we speak about tawaddihim, that refers to the love and affection of believers for each other and is manifested through visiting and exchanging gifts and greetings. When we speak of ta'atufihim, this refers to assistance rendered by believers to each other. The word is derived from atf, which refers to the portion of cloth on the edge of a garment that supports the rest of the garment. So this is what is iman. Qadi Iyadh rahimullah mentioned that the hadith shows that Muslims should honor the rights of other Muslims. In addition, they should help and support each other. When the qualities of mercy, affection and concern for Muslims become common, it will unite the ummah in feeling and in spirit as well. So you know of the crisis that happened in Indonesia, for example, the earthquake that took place there. So this now, what effect should it have on me? The effect that it should have on me is just like when you walking and some reason, Allah forbid, Allah protect every mu'min from even this, from just even walking on a broken piece of glass, and that person is harmed from that. May Allah protect our Muslimin from that as well. But we are saying, if this had to happen, and a slight cut, not even a deep cut, just a slight cut, was a small piece of glass, then what happens? And this is also something that we need to learn. Sometimes when we break a glass, it falls on the floor. So we go into this totally different world. We forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a moment to now test your iman. How did I respond to this? Did I say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? And this then tells you, it comforts you, it consoles you. This is just a glass. This belongs to Allah. If we belong to Allah and we're going to return to Allah, then this is material. So when that breaks, you know, understand that, look, your time is up. There's nothing to cry about. Allah willed it to happen. Let me embrace now the moment. So when this takes place, how did you respond? That is what you need to see. Anything happens, shocking news comes. First, you have to train your mind. It's going to take me time for that. But we have to keep on striving to change our lives, to become better people. And that is ultimately what is going to lead to total success. So when you have this now, this mindset, okay, a glass broke, you responded correctly. Now remember, also take care of your body as well. We tend to just crawl on the floor and start picking up the pieces. Your natural instinct tells you that. But by doing that, what's going to happen? You're going to cut yourself as well. And you're going to put your knee perhaps into a piece of glass. And that is going to then, it's going to cut through your skin and cause the blood to flow. Now imagine, Allah forbid, that had to happen to someone. It's a slight, just a slight cut, nothing major. And say it happened on your toe while you were walking. That's another thing. When, as soon as this takes place, glass breaks in the house, ensure that the children are one side, because once they are going to walk into it, they're going to be harmed. Put them one side, put them on a high place, on a table, and make sure that you clean that place thoroughly. Make sure that there's not even one slight piece of glass on the floor. Because you may think, okay, it looks nice, it looks clean, and the liquid, whatever messed out of it, that's also wiped up. But look around you, glass spreads everywhere. Go and look everywhere around and make sure that there's not a single piece of glass. Why did you do that? Ask yourself, why did you do that? Because you have love. You have love for your child, that my child mustn't be harmed. I mustn't be harmed. My wife mustn't be harmed. So that is showing love, that you have that love. Now apply this love to the entire ummah. A person is in Indonesia. Earthquake occurred. I have to make dua for that person. Oh Allah, grant, make it easy for those people. Those people who have passed away, Ya Allah, you give them the status of martyrdom, Ya Allah. This is how we then, like how that glass, if it was in your own body, if you cut just your small toe, but that pain, who can explain it? You will only understand it. It's throughout the day until you don't get that sense of peace again. That pain is there. This just makes us think that look at all our people, those who are sick, those who go through different kinds of pains of the body, those with arthritis, all of that. This is what it means, that we need to show love, that we make dua for them, we supplicate for them. And this then shows that we are true believers. We are true believers. Next we come to this hadith, hadith 225. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنُهُ قَالْ قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ ابْنَ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا وَعِنْدَهُ الْأَقْرَوْ بْنُ حَابِسٍ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed his grandson, and that was الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنه. While الأقرأ بن حابس, he was sitting there. فَقَالَ الْأَقْرَأُ, الْأَقْرَأُ said, إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. I have 10 children, but I haven't kissed any one of them yet. فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him and said, فقال من لا يرحم لا يرحم من لا يرحم لا يرحم. This here is a statement that we need to remember for life. من لا يرحم لا يرحم. He who doesn't show mercy is not shown mercy. The next hadith, hadith 226. The love, again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the compassion, the mercy. وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَدِمَ نَاسُ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ. That Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother of this ummah, says that people came, they gathered and around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that فَقَالُوا أَتُقَبِّلُونَ صِبْيَانَكُمْ. Do you kiss your children? فقال نعم. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said yes. قالوا لكن والله ما نقبله. They said by Allah we do not kiss them. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أملك إن كان الله نزع من قلوبكم الرحمة. Will I be responsible if Allah عز وجل removed mercy from your hearts? Am I responsible for that? Look, compassion, love. Embrace your children. Kiss them. Tell them that they are the best. They need it now more than ever. You're going to raise this child. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. People of Iman, save yourselves and your children from the fire. From the fire. This is your objective. And part of that is to show them that we care for them. Yes, we're going to reprimand them. We're going to get angry with them at times. But show them that this is because you love them. Explain to them, I'm telling you this because I love you. Then they will understand, my father is not just shouting, fighting with me. It's for a reason, that he wants something good out of me. This is what we have to do. وَعَنْ جَرِيرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمِ النَّاسِ لَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal will not show mercy to one who does not show mercy to people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this, to have, to love for the pleasure of Allah, to hate for the pleasure of Allah, and to grant us this, to be a person who is merciful towards our staff, merciful towards our children, merciful towards our family, merciful towards our parents, merciful to everyone that we can encounter with, and those that trample the oppressors. O Allah, you grant them hidayat. If hidayat is not ordained for them, then Ya Allah, you take them to task.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.